This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. That line's open for you, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you, 844-236-6010. If you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our second segment. We've got Mark Pilon, Executive Director of the Susan G. Komen Los Angeles County version, Susan G. Komen Foundation in L.A. County. He is going to talk to us about breast cancer and COVID, specifically concentrating on breast cancer survivors. We'll talk to Mark Pilon at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself, and you can help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, all while earning a little lucre. And who can... Who doesn't need a little extra lucre in this crazy corona crazy time that we're living in? Call 866-735-2470 for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, oil, silicone, water. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. They're all available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. 844-236-6010 is our number. Mark Pilon coming up at the bottom of the hour. I've been reading a lot about the thyroid lately. Let's see here from Endocrinology Advisor, which is a website and a journal that I subscribe to. Predictors, subclinical hypothyroidism is associated with higher mortality risk. Subclinical hypothyroidism, especially associated with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, is associated with higher mortality risk. Dietary intervention reduces tiredness in children with subclinical hypothyroidism. Hypothyroidism, suppressed thyroid, is one of the most underdiagnosed of all medical challenges. hypothyroidism is always going to be associated with other chronic diseases. You don't need to have your thyroid checked if you're symptomatic. You can rest assured that you're hypothyroid. And you can't really address the thyroid by itself. That's the tricky thing about dealing with hypothyroidism, because hypothyroidism is secondary to other health challenges. You can't treat the thyroid by itself, and the best thing the medical model can do is give you thyroid hormone. Maybe that'll bump up your metabolism a little bit, but it's not going to help your thyroid. There's two basic kinds of hypothyroidism. One is primary hypothyroidism, and that's Hashimoto's thyroidism, and that's the most common form of hypothyroidism. It's an autoimmune disease. If you have hypothyroidism that's related to autoimmunity, usually and almost always that involves the digestive system, you can rest assured that your immune system is going to be suppressed and you're going to have problems with viral infections and pneumonia and other microbial attacks. That's just the way it is. If your thyroid is suppressed, your metabolism will be suppressed. If your metabolism is suppressed, your immune system is going to be suppressed. Now, Hashimoto's hypothyroidism is the number one form of hypothyroidism. It follows blood toxicity, which is itself the result of digestive distress, as we've said so many times. On the bright side, all autoimmune disease needs to be backtracked to a leaky gut. And you don't need to be tested. You don't need a thyroid test. You don't need a leaky gut test. If you're symptomatic, assume you're hypothyroid. Doesn't matter if it's Hashimoto's or the second form of hypothyroidism, which is called secondary hypothyroidism, and that is secondary to the adrenal glands. And the adrenal glands are your stress glands. They're the glands that are producing your stress hormones. When the adrenal glands are cranking out stress hormones, eventually you can rest assured you're going to be hypothyroid. So the two major causes of hypothyroidism involve digestive distress and adrenal distress. And they overlap, of course. Diagnosing and naming your clinical condition as Hashimoto's or as secondary hypothyroidism is irrelevant. You're not going to be able to treat it effectively with Synthroid. In pharmacy school, they tell us all the time, Synthroid is one of the most ineffective of all the medical strategies, really, using Synthroid. And Synthroid doses always have to be changed, always have to be adjusted, because the thyroid itself is functioning secondary to other biochemical issues or biochemical conditions. Now, adrenal weakness and adrenal fatigue is really common. Adrenals are two little tiny glands that sit on top of the kidneys. They each weigh about as much as a couple of pennies. They're intimately connected to the brain by a nervous system and by a neural hormone system called the HPA axis. You may have heard that term, the HPA axis, and this is the connection between the adrenal glands and the brain. And the message that the brain gets from the adrenal glands impacts temperature regulation, how we digest our food, our mood, our sex drive, our stress system, and most importantly, our immune system. When the brain perceives an emergency, whether it's a real emergency or whether it's a made-up emergency, whether it's an emergency that's coming in through our eyes or our ears, or it's one that's being generated through our thoughts and emotions, there's no difference in the messaging that's going to the HPA from the adrenal glands to the brain via the HPA axis. You could think yourself, you could think your immune system suppressed. You could think your cortisol system increased. You could think your way into disease, and you could feel your way into disease and suppressed biochemistry as well. You can think and feel your way into suppressed biochemistry just as well as you can respond to a real-life message. Once it's in the HPA axis, it doesn't matter whether it's coming in from your thoughts or your emotions or real life. This is really cool. This is really good news. Because just like it means that you can think yourself sick or you can feel yourself sick, guess what? You can think yourself healthy and you can feel yourself healthy. And we in our modern medical culture, in our modern medicalized culture, marginalize our thoughts and our emotions and the impact they have on disease and on health. Both on disease and on health. That's so important. Because, yeah, you can think or feel yourself sick, but you can think and feel yourself healthy. You're not going to hear this from the medical model, from the pharmacomedical model that depends on drugs and devices and surgeries. We can control our own health via our mental and our emotional natures, because once the messaging goes from the adrenal glands to the brain, it doesn't matter whether that message was initiated through a thought or a feeling or whether it was initiated from something that happened in real life. Anyway, once this all happens, you get once you have this stress messaging going from the adrenal glands to the brain, you get an upregulation in hormones, specifically stress hormones, cortisol, which redirects blood flow from the skin and the digestive system and other internal organs towards the muscles. And this increases blood sugar levels. This is where weight gain comes in, too, why cortisol will lead to weight gain. All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll come back with you and your phone calls right after this. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this break.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on on the bright side. Lines open 844-236-6010. Mark Pylon coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about breast cancer and COVID. Breast cancer and COVID symptoms. Mark is actually a COVID survivor and also involved with he's the executive director, actually, of the Susan G. Komen Foundation, Los Angeles County. And he's also an inspirational speaker, and he's got some interesting things to say about breast cancer survivors and COVID. We'll talk to Mark at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. I just got an interesting text just a few minutes ago from some guy here, and it's kind of interesting. I think I'm going to read it to you here. This is a guy who's got acne, and he says that he has been taking vitamin B12, and he's starting to break out, and he wants to know, because there are studies that link B12 and folic acid to causing acne in some people, he wants to know if his B12 is causing him to break out. This is just craziness to me. Why somebody would think a vitamin would cause a breakout? And I don't care what the studies say. Vitamins are essential nutrients. Whether it's vitamin B12 or it's folic acid, you're not going to break out from a vitamin. You break out from nutritional deficiencies. You break out from hormonal issues. You break out from digestive problems. You don't break out from vitamins, regardless of what a study says. And he says, studies say this. I'd like to read about how the study was designed, whether it's an epidemiological study or whether it's a biochemical study. You guys know my feelings on epidemiology, which is the study of statistics and lifestyle. They see what people, how people are living their lives, and then they link those to symptoms. In any case, if you're breaking out, don't blame your vitamins. If you're breaking out, and nobody should be breaking out, breaking out is a sign of metabolic and biochemical dysfunction, always look to the immune system. Breakouts are a sign of inflammation. Inflammation is the calling card of immunity. Let me say that again. That's so important. Nobody likes breaking out. Nobody likes zits. Nobody likes rashes and rosacea on their skin. I understand this. But these are signs of an immune system attack or a hyperactive immune system. They're manifestations of inflammation. We can't really tell this because it's hard to really see inflammation the way we think of inflammation. When we think of inflammation, we think of a black eye. And when you have a rash on your skin, or when you have eczema for that matter, or psoriasis, or you have breakouts, we don't really associate it with an inflammatory response. But let me be very clear here. If you have any skin condition, whether you're thinking about it or associating it with inflammation or not, it's inflammatory. It's micro-inflammatory, however. It's not the same kind of inflammation that you get when you break your leg or twist your ankle or get punched in the nose or the eye. It's microscopic inflammation that affects how cells divide and how cells grow. This is where rashes and pimples and breakouts come from. Now, rashes can also come from just blood vessels opening up. That's where the redness is. And again, redness is also the manifestation of an immune system response. So if you're breaking out, if you got rashes, if you got redness, if skin cells aren't growing like they should in the case of if you have eczema or in the case of psoriasis, you have an inflammatory response, which means you have an immune response, which means something is attacking the body. That's what immune response is about. This can be compounded by nutritional deficiencies. The craziness of associating breakouts with vitamin B12 or vitamin or folic acid or any vitamins is nonsense. Look to the immune system. Look to your hormones as well. Instabilities in testosterone, cortisol, as well as estrogen can be involved. But don't think about you're taking too much vitamin B12. And I know I've seen these articles myself about vitamin B12 and causing people to break out. All right, I want to continue talking about hypothyroidism. We're going to talk to Mark Pylon at the bottom of the hour about breast cancer. There's a very important relationship between the breast and the thyroid. And there's a very good reason why most people who are hypothyroid are women. It does happen in men sometimes, but the vast majority of hypothyroidism occurs in women. And you don't have to be diagnosed with a thyroid problem to be dealing with it. If you have any kind of health challenge, you can rest assured you've probably got a hypothyroid issue. If you're worried about COVID, or if you're symptomatic, likely you have a thyroid issue as well. From the American Journal of Gastroenterology, subclinical, that means it's not bad enough to go to the doctor or the hospital, subclinical hypothyroidism in NAFLD, a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, is associated with all-cause and cardiovascular mortality. That means if your thyroid's messed up and your liver's messed up, you're going to be messed up.
quote, low thyroid function is associated with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, unquote. And it's also associated with increased death. Now, here's another thing about low thyroid. Check this out. Hypothyroidism is linked to elevated blood cholesterol. Yes. Your problem with your cholesterol might be a problem with your thyroid. Maybe you don't need a statin drug. Maybe you need to work on the thyroid and not with Synthroid either. If your cholesterol is elevated, you might want to start focusing on thyroid health. How do you focus on thyroid health? For all the people who are dealing with hypothyroidism, for all the people who are on Synthroid and who are not getting taken care of by their thyroxine, levothyroxine medication, whether it's Synthroid or a generic, how do you take care of your thyroid? Number one, you relax the body. You relax the muscles. You practice slow, deep breathing. You meditate. You get more sleep and nap. And by the way, napping is really helpful. You relax the body, and you relax the body by not just relaxing the physical body, but also by relaxing the mind and the emotions, lightening up, taking things less seriously. Does that sound silly? It's not. When you take things less seriously, your cortisol drops, your adrenal stress and adrenal duress is reduced, and your thyroid starts to function better. The second thing you do is you stabilize your blood sugar. If you're dealing with hypothyroidism, if you're dealing with poor thyroid functioning, and it can be subclinical, you don't have to be diagnosed. In addition to relaxing the body and relaxing the mind and lightening up emotionally, you stabilize your blood sugar. How do you stabilize your blood sugar? Calorie restriction. And also restricting the amount of processed carbs that you're eating as well. And then you work on digestive health. The digestive system is especially important for the thyroid for two reasons. Number one, probiotics are important for thyroid hormone and thyroid functioning, and intestinal health plays a major role in the health of the thyroid. Not to mention, once the digestive system starts to get messed up, you end up with blood sugar problems and also adrenal problems. And secondly, because the thyroid regulates the digestive system. So the digestive system regulates the thyroid regulates the digestive system. If this is confusing to you, let's just simplify. I call it the triangle of disease. Hypothyroidism is the end result of a breakdown at the level of the triangle. And from hypothyroidism, all other chronic diseases show up. Hypothyroidism is the link to all, A-L-L, all chronic degenerative diseases, which means when you return to the triangle, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenals, hypothyroidism, whether it's Hashimoto's hypothyroidism or whether it's secondary hypothyroidism, will begin to resolve itself and all other health challenges will fall in line. This is so simple, people. This is so easy and it's so liberating. What do we need to see about the medical model to know that it's a failure for dealing with chronic degenerative diseases? Doesn't matter. We can do it ourselves. Triangle of disease, digestive system, blood sugar system, adrenals. When it comes to the adrenals, don't marginalize the mental and emotional aspects of keeping your adrenal glands healthy. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the bright side right after this.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Shootings at a Juneteenth celebration last night in Charlotte, North Carolina, leaving at least two people dead and seven others wounded, according to the Deputy Police Chief Johnny Jennings.
What started out as something positive on Friday has escalated into this, and now we're looking at least two deceased.
Jennings says five other people were injured when they were struck by vehicles when the chaos broke out. They're looking for what may be multiple shooters. Senior presidential advisor Kevin Hassett is reportedly leaving the White House before the summer is over. Hassett previously served on the White House Economic Council and returned this spring to assist with President Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Existing home sales still plunging amid the pandemic. The National Association of Realtors just reporting a drop of 9.7% in May. This is USA Radio News.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Atlanta's interim police chief speaking out about tensions in the city between his department and the community as a higher the number amount of officers have been calling out sick since former police officer Garrett Rolfe was charged with murder for the death of Rayshard Brooks. Rolfe shot Brooks in a Wendy's parking lot a little over a week ago. The interim chief says the department will not tolerate lawlessness, although the department is sensitive to the protests. The New York Museum of Natural History is now requesting that its statue of Theodore Roosevelt be removed. The bronze statue of Roosevelt on horseback with a Native American man and an African man standing beside the horse is located on the front steps at the Central Park West entrance, and it has sparked controversy over the years. Mayor de Blasio saying that removing it is the right decision at the right time. No word, though, on when the statue is going to come down or where it will go from there. And one of grunge rock's most iconic instruments is now the most expensive guitar of all time. Kurt Cobain's 1959 Martin D18E acoustic electric that he played during Nirvana's MTV Unplugged episode sold for a record-setting $6 million over the weekend. It had previously been appraised at about $1 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. Also on the archive page at benfuchsarchives.com. We have a search engine up there. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. You can purchase Longevity products or sign up to join the Brightside Ben team at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of great health information, all free at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds and burns and cuts and scrapes and traumas. Turns out when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and that's what Truth Treatments are all about. Never any Preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our pharmacist-formulated True Skin Health products. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am excited to have our guest on. Mark Pilon is the executive director of Susan G. Komen in Los Angeles County. He is a inspirational leader who has developed and grown Susan G. Komen's presence and efforts and reach, and also he is a COVID survivor. We're going to talk about breast cancer. We're going to talk about breast cancer survivors and COVID. Please welcome to the bright side, Mark Pilon. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to talk to you. So I read in your bio that you are a survivor of COVID. Is that true?
That's true. Yes. My wife and I both were in ICU for over a week. And then the day that she was being released, she wound up having a COVID-related stroke.
Oh, my goodness.
Out for another 4.5 weeks.
Now, when you say COVID,
we're dealing with that.
When you say COVID-related, what does that mean exactly?
Well, they saw a large uptick in blood clot strokes with COVID-19 patients. And she had no previous symptomatic things, no condition that would have led her to have had a stroke. She has no family history of it or anything else. And, yeah, I was on the phone with her at 10:15 in the morning saying, she's like, I can't wait to get home and take a hot shower and scrub my hair and everything else.
Oh,
and the nurse came in. And I said, okay, I'll call you back in about 15 minutes. So I did. And just as I was calling her back is when she started having the stroke. So I was able to get a hold of the front desk on my landline at ICU and say, my wife is in distress. And they're like, no, she's fine. And I said, no, I'm telling you, I think she's having a stroke. She can't talk.
Oh, my gosh.
Anything else? So they went in to check her and got her down. But she got the TSA shot that helps mitigate a lot of issues for the stroke.
What did you say she got?
TSA shot. I don't know the acronym for the TSA, but it's a shot that helps mitigate a lot of the...
Oh, it's a thrombolytic. It breaks up the clots, kind of. I know.
Yes, I think so.
I've been hearing about blood clotting and COVID. Are you familiar with any of that? I guess you have a little bit of personal familiarity with it.
Number one, that. She had blood clots that wound up giving her a bilateral. She had a stroke on each side. One on her temple by the left side and one down below her ear on the right-hand side.
And she's okay now.
She's okay. Her speech is still challenged. Her receptive aphasia and her expressive aphasia, that means how things come into you and you hear them and then how they go out. So she still has some speech challenges.
Oh, my gosh.
But she's got all of her motor skills and everything else.
Good deal.
Thank God for that. She's doing really, really, really well there.
Okay.
It was quite a month for it.
All right, so let's talk about another horrible thing that can happen to the human body, and that's breast cancer. First of all, tell us a little bit about your work at Susan G. Komen, at the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Well, our work is very individualized on an affiliate basis, and that means that's like a chapter. So for the Los Angeles affiliate, we have much different needs for our community than we do necessarily for Orange County or the Inland Empire or things like that. So what we do is we do a huge community profile and a big analytic piece every 3 years to say where are we needed the most? What are the biggest problems here with diversity and with mortality and things like that? So we address those issues on a local basis. And then we continue to give money on a national research basis for all kinds of different research that's being done through our national organization in Dallas. But locally, we take care of the women and the symptomatic men that are in our area with the needs that they have. It's like transportation is a challenge in Los Angeles. You know, our public transport is not world famous for the reasons that we want it to be world famous for.
Right.
So getting back and forth from Long Beach to UCLA for a medical appointment at USC would be almost a non-issue in many, many other cities. But we have challenges here with that. We have challenges. We have a higher mortality rate with our African-American community than they do almost anywhere else in the nation. and we're one of the top 10 cities for the mortality rate for African American women being higher. African American women, it's about 40% higher mortality rate across the United States, but in Los Angeles, it's 56.4.
Wow.
And that's a huge difference. And in areas of Long Beach with the African American community, it's even higher than that.
What do they attribute that to, Mark?
All kinds of socioeconomic barriers to somewhat to education, but there are what are called healthcare deserts in Los Angeles County. Excuse me. Areas where women can't get the kind of care or the screenings that they need, or they need to be able to have child care so they can get to these screenings. And historically in the African American culture, women usually place themselves on the back burner when it comes to health care. They'll take care of the kids and the grandkids and everybody else first. And because they deal with some different breast cancers than Caucasian or other women do, triple negative and inflammatory, which other women get, women of all ethnicities get, but it's extremely high in the African American community, and those happen to be very aggressive breast cancers, which oftentimes winds up being a later stage diagnosis by the time they've gotten their mammography or their exams that they need to do. So there's a multiple of reasons why there's issues.
What is the situation with breast cancer? Is it getting better? Or statistically speaking, in terms of incidence and also in terms of mortality, is it getting better or is it getting worse?
It's not getting worse. It's kind of it's getting better. There's always new research that's coming in with new therapies, new medications. You look at the metastatic community right now, metastatic breast cancer community. There are long-term survivors in there where 20 years ago, if you had gotten to the point that you were stage four and metastatic, it was a pretty immediate death sentence with a short expectancy to live. And we have women and friends of mine that are now metastatic at 15 and 19 years.
Wow, that's impressive.
So, yeah,
hey, Mark, we got to take a commercial break. I want to ask you a couple questions about that, and then I want to talk about safety tips for breast cancer patients and survivors regarding COVID. We're talking to Mark Pilon from the Susan G. Komen Foundation. I am pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Mark Pilon, the executive director of Susan G. Komen in Los Angeles County. Mark, before we went to break, you said something very astounding to me, and that is that people, women who are dealing with metastatic breast cancer, can live up to 19 years with their diagnosis. Is that right?
Well, they can live longer. Yes, I mean there are some that are personal friends that have gone up to one that is at 19 years right now, and she's doing well. So the world has changed, and metastatic breast cancer is the only breast cancer that women die from. You don't die from stage 1 or stage 2. It's a once has gone to stage 4. So all of that early diagnosis and getting your annual mammogram and all of those things help a tremendous amount in staving off the deaths that we saw for years from breast cancer. But, yes, there's been a lot of tremendous work done with metastatic research that is now giving women a higher level of quality of life for many, many years. And not that we still don't lose some of these magnificent women from metastatic disease. We still do, and we still lose too many. But it is getting better, and it's one of the really pretty much the main focus for Komen in their research and in the way that they approach breast cancer and breast cancer health across the United States.
If I get you to talk into the phone a little bit, just a little bit closer, because I'm losing. That's okay. So let me ask you this: what is the average age for diagnosis?
The average age is actually the in 50s and in your 60s and things like that is when a lot of women, but more and more women are being diagnosed at a younger age.
Yeah.
So it's tough to say. For many years, we believe that once you're 40 years old, you should start having a regular mammogram, because that's when the frequency increases. One of the biggest causes of breast cancer is a woman getting older, and so the older she gets, the likelihood of breast cancer increases with age.
What do you
know
about
that? Somebody's taken care of themselves, really, you know, and done all kinds of good things, but if you nobody's immune. It shows absolutely no. It's not the least bit socioeconomic or anything else. Anybody can get breast cancer, any woman, and men can get breast cancer.
There are risk factors, though. Smoking, for example, diabetes.
Oh, sure. Diabetes, overweight. It's about lifestyle choices and diet and things like that. All, but that helps decrease the risk for many, many, many cancers.
Yeah,
you know, that's true. and that's just a good lifestyle choices. And then putting your health as a priority. There are things that you can do to, you know, to make certain that you know, you go for regular checkups, you go for your screenings. You know, men should go for their prostate exams. I don't care how uncomfortable it is. It's not a killer. You know, it's uncomfortable for like a minute. But go. You know, take care of yourself and things. And be your best advocate. Because especially with younger women, there are still doctors that will make the air of saying, oh, you're too young for that, don't worry about that, that's just a little cyst or something else. If you feel something's odd with your body or something's wrong with your body, then proceed and persist in making sure that you get an answer for exactly what's wrong with you.
So you're saying somebody could be completely asymptomatic, no menstrual problems or digestive problems or any other health issues, and then they could find themselves dealing with this condition?
Sure.
Well,
sure. It shows no discrimination at all.
All right, so coronavirus, COVID, what can you tell us about dealing with COVID in terms of just regular health and then in terms of people who are dealing with breast cancer or who are breast cancer survivors?
In regular health, don't even wish it on your worst enemy. it was a less than marvelous experience, I can tell you that.
For how long, by the way? How long was it, Mark?
God, it lasted. I still have some residual effects from it, and I got out of the hospital on April 1st.
Wow.
I still have my taste buds are still kind of shot and weird. When I first got out of the hospital, I would sit here and read an email 3, 4, and 5 times before it would finally sink in. And this was not contractual stuff. This is an email. It was just like,
wow.
All of those kinds of things. It all gets better. But, you know, just needing the sleep and everything else. It's a long recuperation period afterward. And especially because I'm not in my 20s or even my 40s or even my 50s anymore. So,
are you in your 60s? How old are you?
I am
60?
In my 60s, by the way, yes.
Okay, yeah. All right. I'm right there with you, buddy. I'm right there with you. Were you on any medication?
Oh, sure. I've got high blood pressure and I've got...
Gotcha.
You know, I'm not the kind of guy that you would see walking down the street and going, wow, he's svelte.
Okay. All right. I got it. So how about for somebody who's a survivor?
Hold on to that waistline for that many years.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody has said that about me, okay?
Okay.
So,
I get that.
You know, we're all packing an extra 20, and we've all got those things going on, you know.
All right. So, I can relate. So tell us about somebody who's dealing with breast cancer or who is a survivor. Is there anything special they have to do?
Well, I think they just have to be hyper vigilant about all the things that are necessary as far as precautionary measures and wearing masks. And if you are over 67 years old, then you don't need to be out. Then don't. And that's been particularly tough for me, man. I'm like this really social person, and I have had a very public life for many, many, many years, and staying at home more. I mean, I'm doing more caregiving now, so that's fine because I have adored her for 40 years and we're going to keep going. But, it's just a different thing. I have to be cognizant of the fact that, even though I've had it, I don't know that I can't get it again. Nobody has said to me definitively, you're safe. You know, you can go out, you can blow caution to the wind. I'm still gonna make sure that I take all of the precautionary measures, and the same thing with any breast cancer patients. It's you are at a higher level of risk. You have compromised immune systems. You have and this could be somebody that's even dealt with breast cancer years ago. They might be on some medications still that are compromising. Listen to all the disclaimers on all the medications that are on television. You know.
Yeah,
and you hear about all those things that if you're allergic to or if you have a problem with this, don't take this. You just have to be hyper vigilant about your own health and about not throwing caution to the wind and using every caution and taking every precaution that you can.
Now, according to the Blaine Group, which is like, I take it that's your PR firm, they have a, they say that in your bio here that they sent me, it says, if you don't have symptoms, you don't need a face mask. The CDC recommends face masks only be used by people who have symptoms. What's your take on that?
I saw that this morning on the release, because I went back and checked the things that they had sent you, but that was on April 2nd, when I think that was still a question mark. But no, I believe in face masks. I have like five different ones in my car just so I don't forget. Well, it's kind of like, you know, you got to at least look decent. There's some of them that match.
Are they art?
My daughter
are they
artsy? Some, you know?
Are they art deco
bit,
face
yeah,
masks?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. Have a little bit of fun with it, yeah.
Hey, we got about a minute here. We got a minute, yeah. Doc. I want you to tell somebody who's got breast cancer, who's got a diagnosis of breast cancer just recently, give us some inspiration, some words of it. Give them some words of inspiration. So, kind of
there is hope out there. There is hope out there. There are all kinds of support services if you need help with transportation, prepared food, emotional support and counseling, child care, groceries, prescriptions, housing. Give us a call at Komen. Give us a call. We have our COVID response fund. We're here to help you. That's why we exist. Give us a call and let us refer you to some places. If we can't help you directly ourselves, let us refer you to some place that we know can help you and make this journey just a little more tolerable.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for your work, Mark. Give a website out or phone number somewhere if somebody's listening.
Go to KomenLACounty.org. Or just go to Komen on your website, and you can see where, you know, your local one will pop up, Komen, L.A. County, or Orange County, or Greater Bay, or wherever you live. Go to your local Komen and tell them you need help. Tell them you want to know what referral sources are available.
Mark, thank you so much for your good work. That's just awesome stuff that you're doing. Mark Pilon, Executive Director of Susan G. Komen. Thanks for being on The Bright Side, Mark. Best of luck. And good luck to your
Take
wife,
care.
Too. Hope everything works
thank
out.
Thank you.
All right, that was Mark Pilon, Executive Director of Susan G. Komen. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day, folks. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.